We wanted to get additional perspective, so we called Nia Malika Henderson. She's a reporter for Politico.com, and she's written about the disconnect between the Congressional Black Caucus and President Obama. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
I wanted to pick up on a question that I asked Congresswoman Clark, which was that Barbara Lee, the chair of the Black Caucus, came before the media after the meeting yesterday and said there's no grumbling. But clearly there is. So I wanted to ask you the same question I asked Congresswoman Clark, which is why don't they just say that?
Right. I mean, well, they are saying it. I mean, I think they wanted to, in many ways, present a united front after coming out of the White House, that hour-long meeting. But privately, they're grumbling. And in some ways, publicly, they're grumbling. I mean, it's almost as if there is inherent tension between the CBC's mission and their agenda and what the president's mission is. They have a very progressive agenda. They want really large, a jobs bill out of the House and the Senate, and this political climate just doesn't really allow for that. And you have a president who is faced with trying in some ways to be a moderate Democrat, a new Democrat, if you will. And so in many ways, I think there is this inherent tension. And though they don't necessarily phrase it in that way, I mean, if you look at their agendas, you can see that they're in some ways incongruent.
The president also met with members of the Hispanic caucus yesterday to talk about health care. And there is also a disconnect with that caucus in that they have been pushing the president to make more of a priority of immigration reform. Do you have any sense of whether there was any meeting of the minds after that meeting yesterday?
Well, anytime anybody comes out of the White House, the members, it's almost like they have the White House glow. And they come out and they say it was a very productive and substantial meeting and there was progress made and they feel like they're on the same page. And so that's kind of the language that we heard yesterday. They feel like there's going to be some movement. But again, the president is one person, but then they go back to the Senate and the House. And whether or not in this political climate they can broker some sort of comprehensive immigration reform, it isn't clear. The conversations also talked about health care, and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus has some concerns about provisions in some of these bills that could bar illegal immigrants from purchasing health care with their own money.
And finally, Nia, the president announced today, or the president's office announced today, that he is delaying his planned trip to Asia. He's pushing it back a week in order to try to make this final push on health care. And the reason I mention that is that one of the complaints of these groups is that health care has consumed so much of the president's time and energy that other issues have not gotten the attention that they would like. Is that really going to change? I mean, isn't the die cast at this point?
Yes, and who would have thought a year ago that we would still be talking about health care? I mean, we remember all of these deadlines that the president set in trying to get a health care passed. The first one was at the end of the summer, and here we are in March, and it looks like, you know, I mean, I think there's a 51% chance, according to folks in the White House, that this thing passes. So there's still a lot of wrangling to be done on this. And in the meantime, the president has promised that he would be focusing like a laser on jobs. And guess what? How can he really do that, given his schedule yesterday was packed with health care? It's hard for him to do that with health care still out there.
Hmm. And the final point you made in your piece, and again, we'll have a link to it, is that the president, one of the issues in the president's hip pocket is he's more popular with blacks and Latinos than probably any of these members of these caucuses is. So there's that.
It's true. I mean, he's got 96% approval rating in the black community. These members, though they're well-liked in their districts, I'd be hard-pressed to find someone with that much approval. It's not that he doesn't necessarily need the CBC, but it's certainly hard for them to push him and challenge him very publicly and vocally because, quite frankly, they go back home and they see constituents who expect that their representatives have close relationships with this president. And quite frankly, their constituents also feel, in some ways, protective of this president and want to defend him and see him do well.
Nia Malika Henderson is a reporter for Politico. She joined us from her office there in Northern Virginia in the Washington, D.C. area. If you want to read the piece we're talking about and her other coverage, we'll have links on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on programs, then on Tell Me More. Nia, thank you.
Thank you.
Still to come, some Muslim women are challenging the practice of separating men and women during worship.
When you sequester women like that and you demand it of all women, you don't allow those who want to come forward to step forward.
But other women say they like things the way they are. We'll hear from both sides coming up on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.